Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Look at you. Ow! Alive today. Ready to start this new day of life. Looking good, sis. Wow, you are gorgeous. And I'm so thankful you're listening today. I got to tell you, I always love doing this. I love sharing a new devotional with you. But sometimes the devotional that God gives me for the day, I just know that I know that I know that I know it is going to speak directly to some listeners. This would be one of those. I know this is coming right at some of my listeners who are going through some stuff and asking God, what am I supposed to do now? So this is kind of a personal devotional that God has been working on in me for the past 3 years. And I'm excited that finally he's given me scripture and the words to understand this process and know what to do next. Are you ready? I'm so excited to share this with you. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is Outside the Door. Outside the door. Can you trust that God is doing things on your behalf right now that you cannot see? You can't see it, but he's doing it. Can you trust that your prayers have been heard and the power of God has been unleashed, but it has been unleashed behind closed doors you are not to enter yet? What is God doing behind the closed doors in your life? What is he doing in spaces you cannot enter? How is he working in the places you cannot see? And what will you do as he does? Our example of trusting what God is doing as you wait outside the door is found in the story of a desperate mother in 2 Kings chapter 4. Now, maybe the image of a desperate mother really speaks to you because you yourself feel quite desperate in a situation with your own child. Me too. Or maybe your desperation is in another relationship with someone you love or someone you feel you're battling. Maybe it's not a person, but it's more of a situation. This is a situation that it's out of your control, but it's rocking your world. You don't know how this is ever going to work out, but you desperately need it to, and you need it to start happening like yesterday. All right, so this woman's son has just died in her arms. That's what we're reading about in 2 Kings chapter 4. He's just died in her arms. I believe that is the deepest desperation we could possibly feel. But watch closely what she does and what she doesn't do. Verse 21 says, she went up and she laid him on the bed and she shut the door behind him and went out. She laid him down and she closed the door. There's power in this, my sisters. Listen up. Sometimes we carry around our greatest hurt instead of laying it down. Sometimes we invite the whole world in to see our desperation, and what we need is to close the door and seek the one who can truly help. Lay this down, close the door, seek God. Elijah, a man of God, had been staying in their home, and she knew he had to be found. And she tells her husband to get the car ready for her, you know, the donkey back then, that she must go quickly to find Elijah. Her husband asks her if everything is okay. And notice what she says. Verse 23, she says, all is well. Get me the donkey. All is well. Sometimes talking about it more isn't the solution. Sometimes you are faced with a situation that needs the power of God and only the power of God. Everything else is a delay and a distraction. All is well. I'm on a mission to bring God's power to this. Are you on a mission to bring God's power to this? Okay, sis. Don't drag it with you. Lay it down. Close the door. And seek God's direct power. So, off on her donkey, the woman rides to find Elijah up in the mountains as her son lay dead on the bed behind closed doors. Now, verse 26. Elijah's servant sees her and says to the woman, "Is all well with you? Is all well with your husband? Is all well with the child?" And she answered, "All is well." Once again, I don't need to broadcast this to anyone else. I don't need you to know. I need the power of God on this. All is well, she says to Elijah's servant. This is a picture of faith. The truth is, all was not well. It was the opposite of well. It was destitute. It was desperate. But her mission was not to gather pity. Her mission was to bring God's power to that closed door. She had seen God's power in Elijah. So she bypasses everyone else and she goes straight to him. And then in verse 27, she came to the mountain, to the man of God, and she caught hold of his feet. She bowed down to the power she knew. She stopped and she knelt only at the feet of the one she knew could help, and she grabbed a hold of his feet so he couldn't move on. There was no walking away from this desperate mother. She had his feet. Now, we don't need Elijah. We have Jesus now, and we don't have to hop on a donkey and ride into the mountains to find him. The gift of Jesus' sacrifice on that cross is that now his spirit is within us. His power is here. It is right here. Girl, have you brought your problem to the feet of Jesus? Ephesians 1 verse 22 tells us that God has placed everything under the feet of Jesus. All power is here at his feet. So if you bring your problem to his feet, his power reigns supremely over it. Grab hold of Jesus's feet today. I mean, get on your face. Grab a hold of his feet. He will not walk away from you. Power is here. Settle for nothing less. When this mother has the feet of Elijah, she tells him, and only him, that her son has died. Remember, to everyone else, she's like, all is well, all is well, all is well. Out of my way, out of my way. Nope, nope, nope. I'm going directly to the power. All is well. She only tells Elijah her son is dead. To everyone else, all is well. But to the one she knew held the power of God, she laid her problem at his feet. What happens next is where God has my heart today. Elijah goes to the house. He enters the room where the boy is laying on the bed, and he closes the door. Now imagine this being your child. Could you stand outside the door? Could you bear not knowing what is happening in the places you cannot see? Could you trust God's power is being unleashed without you being there? And this is exactly what we must do sometimes. We must stand outside the door and trust if we've brought it to the feet of Jesus, where God has placed all power, then he is doing his work without us being in the middle of it. Today, will you trust what God is doing behind these closed doors you must stand outside of? Will you believe with all your heart, all your mind, all your spirit that God has heard your prayers and His power is at work on your behalf, even when you don't get invited in to see it happening? That's humbling. I have a specific situation I've been petitioning the power of God over for several years. And what He has revealed to me is that He is working and I won't be behind the closed doors as He does. It won't be me that saves her. It won't be my words that change things. It will only be my prayers at the feet of Jesus and God's unleashed power behind doors I myself won't break through. He will send someone else in. He will work through details I didn't plan and ideas I didn't think of. And I have to be okay with that. Can you be okay with not being the one who will be used? Will you be okay being the one whose role is to continually bring this to the feet of Jesus and trust His power is working in places you cannot enter, in ways you cannot see? This mother stood outside of the door not knowing what God was doing, but knowing that she had brought His power to it. The end of the story? Well, the child opened his eyes. And Elijah then opened the door, and the mother came in and picked up her son, and she walked out with him. It all happened behind closed doors. When the door was opened, the work had been done, and all she had to do was walk in and pick up her son and walk out with him. Can you believe with me over your desperate situation that God is working? Because you've asked Him to. And at some point, that door will be opened and all you have to do is walk in and pick up what you've been praying for. I don't know how, and I don't know when, but I know God's power can do impossible things. And I know when we lay our impossible things at the feet of Jesus, all His power is over it, and it is made possible. Make peace with not being in the middle of the breakthrough. Be okay with not knowing how it's happening while it's happening. Keep your faith knowing God works behind closed doors, and you don't always have to be the one behind those doors. Be prepared when those doors do open, you're going to walk in and pick up what you've been praying for. That is what God has been telling me for the past 3 years. And He's been telling me, girl, this is not going to be fixed overnight. Oh, He's been preparing me for a long journey, for a long time of standing outside of closed doors and not being invited in, not knowing what He's doing, but trusting His power is at work because I've asked Him to work. And He's going to work in the way that only He works, through people that are not me. My job is to pray about it, bring it to His feet, trust His power is being unleashed because I asked Him to, and trust that how He does it may not be how I would want it done. It's certainly not on my timeline. That's been proven. But I trust that God works behind those closed doors. And sometimes I have to stand outside of the door and trust what God is doing in places I cannot see and places I cannot go. I know I can't be the only one that God is telling. Your job is to bring this to me. I will work in ways you cannot see, in places you cannot go. And you're not going to know what I did until one day I open the door and you're going to walk in and you're going to walk out with what you've been praying for. Okay, I can make peace with that. How about you? You want to pray with me? Come on, let's pray together today. Hey God, good morning. Lord, we are grateful that You have given us another new day of life. Thank you for it. Thank you so much. I thank you that you speak so directly to us. I thank you that when we seek you, we find you. When we seek your guidance, we find guidance. When we seek peace, we find peace. When we seek strength, we find your strength. God, I am just so grateful for the way that you minister to us, for the way that you guide us. Lord, we are willing to stand outside of these closed doors and trust whatever your power is doing in ways that we cannot see. We trust you. We will not lose faith as we stand outside of these closed doors. We trust that if we have brought it to the feet of Jesus, all your power is over it, and you are at work. Your power has been unleashed. I pray that we would remain faithful in this journey and that we would trust you. And God, I praise you in advance for the day that that door opens and we can walk in and pick up what we have been praying for. Thank you. Thank you that it's coming. I don't know when and I don't know how, but I thank you that it is. Lord, I lift up every single person listening right now. I just pray that your spirit would be at work. I pray for your hand of protection and your provision over these families. I thank you so much for a new day of life. We love you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Yeah. I am so grateful God hears our prayers and he gives us exactly what we need for today, right? Have a beautiful day of life, my friends. Thank you for listening. I love you wildly. I'll meet you again tomorrow. Goodbye, everybody.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.